So Rashi quotes from Chazal that the Hinei Shlosha Anashim, we had the three angels, one Levas, one to give the good news to Sarah, one Lahafak as Sodom, one to destroy Sodom, and the other to heal Avraham. Because Ein Malach Echad Oseh Shtei Shlichos. As we mentioned, that a Malach only do one thing at a time. The same Malach went to take care of Lot. It's all the same job. You don't want Avraham to have a lap. So that's why there were three angels. There were three jobs. But interesting, how does the parasha begin? It's Vayera Elov Hashem. And Rashi tells us, Levaker Es Hachola. That Amarav Chama Bar Chanina, Yom Shlishi Lemi Lasso Haya. It was the third day since his circumcision. Uva HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Sholom B'Shlom. It said, how are you doing? So we know that Avraham, it was the third day of his circumcision. God made it very hot. He didn't want people to come. And Avram went down to, there was no one on the outside. So Hashem came down to visit Avram. And we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he visits the sick, so too we visit the sick. So what is there any connection that between the mitzvah of Milah, which that was the Bikur Cholim by God to Avram, is because he just did the mitzvah Milah, and there happened to be Shlosha Anashim. Besides, we know we had those three jobs to do. So, and you know, in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, I think it's Peivav Amid Beis, talks about the three angels were one Michal. He came to inform Sarah. Raphael came to heal Avraham, and Gavriel went to overturn Sodom and Amorah. So, is there any connection with the mitzvah Milah? So, in the Chassidus Sfarim, they bring down Bali Makshava, the concept of when you do a good deed, you do a mitzvah, you create good angels, so to speak. I guess it's another play on mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, avera, goreres avera. That when you do good, when you do mitzvahs, you create good angels. You create good things, and when you do averas, you create bad things. So, what's the connection between the mitzvah of Milah that Avram just did and the three angels coming down? So the commentators point out there are three aspects to the mitzvah of Milah. Well, the Gemara says explicitly two of them. I mean, and as we'll see, the Mishnah says, mal v'lo para, ki'ilu lo mal. So that's a discussion if it's like it's doing nothing or it's just not a mitzvah and a mufkar. But clearly we know there's an aspect of milah, cutting off the foreskin. Pri is like revealing it. And what about the third thing? So that's a discussion in the Zohar, the Mishnah's Yaakov, about having some dam come out. That could be part of the Matzitz, even though the Gemara says, and the simple reading, like the Teferis Yisrael points out, that the purpose of Matzitzah is for health reasons, just like with the water, we don't warm up the hot water anymore, and therefore you fire the mole if he doesn't do Matzitzah. But today it's understood that we don't warm up the hot water. We don't need it. We certainly don't do it on Shabbos. And our minig is, we assume even do mitzitz on Shabbos. Some want to say it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Some want to say it's integral. Some want to say it's still what we do. You know, well, that's the whole discussion, mitzitzah bepeh versus mitzitzah bekli. That's a whole separate discussion with the Chasam Sofer. And that's the question. The Chasam Sofer permitted it to do it, not mitzitzah bepeh. But people claim either he never said it, or if he said it, it was a horasha. So, yesh v'yesh, and what the pshat and the chasim. So, for pashat, it's a horasha. And either way, so there's three parts. So, there's the milah, there's the priya, and you have to have dam come out. That's why that was one of the issues with the different procedures they used to, like in hospitals, one of the issues were because, in other words, the problem with Mila is if you stop bleeding, you're bleeding too much. So they use modern technology to try to stop the bleeding. So that's the shaila. To stop the bleeding, period, that's the problem, because if you assume, like the Zohar, like that you need blood at the bris. So some people say those. And that's why they, over the generations, that the Bronstein, they made different instruments, so therefore you still have blood. They try to balance the danger area with keeping to the halacha. So, be it as it may, we assume blood does come out with the mila, even if you use those instruments. But the bottom line is, the Minhag Yisrael, many shuls, many places won't use it today. But again, there are three aspects. There's the mila, the priya, and there's the metzitzah, or the taking out of the dam. So, mila, what is the purpose of mila? Mila, if you cut off the arla, so it's destroying the bad, so to speak. You become an aro to a gemalt. So therefore, it's getting rid of evil in this world. So the angel that was created by doing the mitzvah mila, that's the angel of, I guess, Gavriel, who went to destroy stone. He went to the Mida Keneged Mida. The mila is we're getting rid of evil, so Gavriel went ahead and he destroyed the dumb overturned stone. And then we have the priya, which is to reveal, revealing it. So that was Michal, who came to inform. She revealed the news that Sarah is pregnant and is going to have a baby boy, Yitzchak. And we have Raphael. So the purpose of Metzitza, why do we want blood to come out? Because it's for refuah purposes. It's to heal. So therefore, Raphael came to heal Avraham. He was the one. So he was created based on the third aspect of mila, that for the health of the child. So we see the three aspects of mila. Mila, so the angel that was created with the mila went ahead and destroyed some, destroying the evil. The angel that was created with priya went ahead to reveal the good news to Sarah. And the angel that came down to heal Avraham, that's the angel. The angel that was created by the Metzitza, by the taking the dam out, so that was the angel that came down to heal Avraham, because it was the health of the child. And that's why Dafka, three angels, the three aspects of mila, created three good angels, mitzvah, gevurah, is mitzvah, and that's the pshat where we have right after Avram did the mitzvah mila, again, assuming he actually did all three things. Really, he was only commanded in mila, and we see later on, mitzvah wasn't given to later on, but that's why it's derech drush, that's what they bring down, the three aspects, but the lesson is true as always, the musa haskel, even though, well, Alibi de Emes, that might not have been what happened, and we don't know that Avram had a metzitza and all of that, but that's how the pshat goes, and therefore these three things, mila, priya, and metzitza, created the three different angels to destroy Sodom, to reveal the news to Sarah, and to heal Avram.